Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase. Did you know that Jeremy and Joe is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever it works for you.
Well, it was a huge play in the game. Kind of really think about it, big picture. You know, they're getting the ball after half. They're down there inside of, you know, whatever it was, 2-3 minutes to play, or maybe less. You know, they score before half, potentially. They come out with the ball after half, and now you're talking about a potentially 14-point situation there. So, big-time play, and it was, you know, they ran a gadget there, and Colt did a great job sniffing it out.
Bulldog and I have different feelings about that play.
I think it was incredible, and I think you're annoying.
I was good. Who said you could go first? Well, I agree with half that.
So you admit that you're annoying.
Yes. Yes. I think it was just that sequence was idiotic from the Saints. And when you're doing stuff like that, you deserve to, you know, a good team should take advantage of it. It's a fine play by Bishop. Not saying it wasn't, but 1:36 in the half, second and goal at the 5. Bills are out of timeouts. Boy, they threw the timeouts around pretty loosely yesterday.
They were sloppy yesterday.
They're using those two timeouts they had left because of the clock, because this is the last series of downs New Orleans can have here. They're goal to go. But if I'm the Saints there, I am taking that thing to the bottom, to zeros. You know, unless I score a touchdown, which is the point of the Philly special, like that's the point of the play, the second down play is also an incomplete pass. And they're kind of gashing the Bills, you know, like it's goal line defense, not as easy. I would have run it twice. And I think worst case, you know, except for a fumble, worst case for the Saints should have been a field goal at the gun, 14-13. And, you know, McDermott and so many of these coaches and announcers are obsessed with who gets the ball to start the second half. I don't care. You're going to get your turn. But because of momentum and feelings, like it's extra good, he thinks, and coaches tend to think, that, you know, New Orleans gets the third quarter kickoff. I don't care. But I've got a chance to go into the locker room with the Bills, if not ahead, down one. The kick's a chip shot, and I'm going to take it. And this play, if they complete it, it's Josh Allen with a minute 22. Like, I'm still not going into the locker room with the lead.
That's the biggest, I think, most valid criticism of the strategy there.
It's the Bills-Chiefs home playoff game. Get that clock all the way as far down as you can. If you can score, great. But underneath passes, runs, that's job one there. And I don't think the Saints realize that. And the Bills were... They executed on that Bishop play.
They really did. That's why I'm giving Bishop. I think it was a fantastic play by him. To see it is one thing, and to be fast enough, heady enough, all of it to get there, and then to actually physically make the play too, was just a tremendous effort. The play was so close to working. The time thing I totally appreciate, but I also I need to make sure I get in the end zone there if I'm the Saints. I'm a 16-point underdog. I need 7. I'm not playing for a field goal and trying to drain the clock. I'm gonna go for it, and so I'm gonna act like an underdog there, and I think they did. An underdog that's unafraid. I guess, because a lot of underdogs, we lived through a team that was coached by many men who would just gladly take that field. Fine, I'm close. I'm keeping it close. I'm going to cover the spread. Yay, let's have a parade. So I had no issue with the play call. I thought it took a tremendous individual effort for it not to work, which is why I'm crediting Bishop so heavily.
All right, maybe we're both right. Could that be possible?
Probably.
It is a great play. And I'm not settling for a field goal. I'm just going to try to, you know,
yeah, yeah.
play calls clock. That will keep the clock running. Right. Let's go to Brett here. Hi, Brett.
Hi, boys. How you doing today?
Great.
Hey, glad to hear it. First of all, happy Victory Monday, even though it was the most stressful 12-point game I can recall watching in recent memory. The question I have for both of you today is, I come from a Yankees fandom as well as a Bills fandom, and the Yankees have always been big on, we need this piece to ensure a championship, let's go get it. And I've been chewing on that this season. So my question to you is, if you could pull like an L.A. Rams from the last couple of years, forget these picks, let's go get the piece we need, who are you thinking of getting and why? And let's not consider the salary cap for a little bit, because, in my opinion, all of that can get made up.
I don't really have an answer ready. It's always wide receiver for me. It will probably never change this year, no matter how many games they win and points they score. So far, it looks a lot like last year. And hey, wasn't last year good? Yes, they did not have the go-to guy in the end. And you could say, I mean, it's very, it's harsh. I mean, it's a very specific point, very particular point, but that it was the difference. And so that for me would still be, I think, probably where I'd go here. I don't want to trade for defense. I've spent enough hundreds of millions in free agency money and draft capital on defense. They're young now. They've got guys coming off suspension. I wouldn't even go there. And offensively, I don't know what else they could possibly need, unless you want to compliment Cook. Cook is getting more work.
He is. It continues to bear watching.
So find me your favorite receiver. Tyreek Hill. I don't know. It's nuts, though, right?
I don't want any part of him, but I would land on receiver. I also would consider a safety to replace Taylor Rapp. If I were really, I've been, what are your priors, right? I love the draft pick 2 years ago. I'm optimistic for this player. I love his athletic profile. It's gotten off to a pretty rocky start, but I think it's coming around. He to me is someone I want to be able to count on. I'm not sure that I'm right yet, but I feel like he is going to be the better player of those two. I feel like Rapp is some level of Damar Hamlin to me. Like he's okay, he's fine in the show's parlance here. Can I do better than that? Is there someone available that is better than that, that they would trust to know the system? Because, you know, I doubt that any of this happens, because they're so big on time on task and working together. And, you know, maybe that is going to come together for them. But I wouldn't rule that position out. I could always use another guy rushing the passer. So if I were getting greedy and someone was on the market that made sense, I wouldn't ignore defense. I would think safety first.
Safety first.
Look at that. And then edge. You know, another guy that can be a threat, because they are one Joey Bosa wrong step away from not having anything near enough in that department, I think. But receiver would be the number one spot to me. If there were
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Jeremy White
and Joe DiBiase,
and we host Jeremy and Joe, your daily destination for Buffalo sports talk.
All Bills, all Sabres, all the time.
Did you know that Jeremy and Joe is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for Jeremy and Joe, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I guess someone better than Amari Cooper turned out to be, although I thought they were trading for a number one wide receiver when they made that trade last year, and it just turned out to be nothing, really. But if there's someone that, like, objectively outranks that, I would look that way, because I still think that they are going to have trouble springing guys open downfield. to get their downfield passing game off. It has not hurt them at all yet. It barely hurt them last year until, you know, they couldn't get one more first down and keep the drive going against Kansas City. So, you know, it's all sort of, you know, it's hard to find the holes. But that's my answer. Receiver, safety, edge.
That's the thing, and it's been this way other years about them, is they're just too good. Like, they're not in these jackpot games where they need to exploit that, to find that. I guess Baltimore was this, and they did hit some downfield throws there. I mean, Jackson Hawes was one of the receivers on those plays in that game. So they got there. And Shakir is still showing, I mean, why wouldn't he be, the capacity, the ability to, you know, yards after the catch and give them big plays on offense. But I'm talking about a higher level if they're to do anything. This is still another month away, right?
Yes. So yes.
Yeah, we got things could look very different in a month.
Sure.
Think about the Ravens 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, right. I mean,
the Chiefs 2 weeks ago.
They are. It would be right. Like, I'm over here about edge, and someone maybe riding around in their car is screaming at the radio going, Michael Hoyt is coming back. There's your addition. Like, okay.
Okay.
Fine. That might actually be the – and look, I don't think they're likely to make this big move the caller is dreaming of anyways. But if you're asking me to put a list together, that's my list. But maybe Hoyt cancels out the need for another edge guy.
It'll be cool to talk about, though. I mean, I'm glad that it's come up here, even though it is a month away. Because that's what you do. I don't blame them for making that Cooper trade. Cost them a third. They went for it, you know? Other teams were doing the same thing around them.
Yep.
So I don't blame them for that. Didn't work out, really. Like, he didn't have his game left anymore, it seems. He's since retired. Like, that was right, I guess.
Right, he never played again.
Right. He went to the Raiders for 2 days in camp and then...
Right.
The Raiders would do that to you, though.
Mm.
But still, like, it's about being aggressive and all of that. Just, it's not an easy team to find a hole for this.
Right. The thing that, circling back to the start, when you asked me to say what I said right before we started, which was we're not going to make it to January, was there was someone on hold that wanted to ask about bringing back Zach Davidson. And I'm like, short of the offensive line, which as a unit has been together for so many games and is just excellent, the tight end room is one of the stories of this team so far this year, with Jackson Hawes' addition, and Kincaid is scoring touchdowns, and it's just they've got three guys they're putting on the field, and it's a strength of the team. And I got somebody, Zach Davidson. Turns out it was because he thought maybe he could punt for the Bills. That's what led me to say we're not going to make it to January. But
we didn't even talk to the guy.
No, we didn't. No. But Zach told me what his, you know,
sure,
what he was thinking.
I called it.
About Zach Davidson.
Punter.
Right.
Somebody's going to have to punt, unless you're the Colts. Yeah. The Colts have started punting a little bit.
Yeah.
It's changed. Although, man, this can wait.
Okay. I was going to say.
Liked them.
Adonai Mitchell cost them two touchdowns.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, they could have been cruising in that game.
Speaking of receivers, we've fawned over in the past. Okay, thanks, Brett. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. Eric Wood at 4. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Jeremy White
and Joe DiBiase,
and we host Jeremy and Joe, your daily destination for Buffalo sports talk.
All Bills, all Sabres, all the time.
Did you know that Jeremy and Joe is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for Jeremy and Joe, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.